So the awards I'll be able to share. I'm not privy on any information. So what I'm telling you, the world is starting to learn about. And there's a few contests that we have not heard from, as their banquets and awards sessions are happening right now as we speak.
Okay, well, let's go through what we do know. It's been a big week.
It's been a great week, and we're so proud of the work that North Dakota FFA advisors and their chapters have done. I wish I could put it in words, the amount of work that goes into this. So when you hear gold, silver, and bronze, know that there's a ton of time, and these kids have represented our state so well. So in agricultural communications, Napoleon FFA chapter received silver. In agricultural sales, Napoleon FFA received silver. In agricultural technology and mechanical systems, Rugby FFA, first place in the nation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Agri-science fair, we had a Richland 44 member, Kirsten Baim, who placed third place in the nation.
Mm.
Agronomy from Carrington FFA, third place team, and Trapper Depew placed first individual in the nation. Environmental Natural Resources, Richland 44 FFA, placed gold. Extemporaneous Public Speaking, Harvey placed silver. In Farm and Agribusiness Management, Grant County FFA received a gold team, with Laura Mugley placing fourth individually in the nation. For Culture, we have Turtle Lake Mercer FFA receiving gold. Napoleon FFA placed bronze in the Food Science and Technology CDE. In horse evaluation, Stanley FFA received gold. In livestock evaluation, Lemoore received gold and was eighth place as a team. New Salem FFA participated in meats, receiving a gold team award. In milk quality and products, New Salem FFA received a silver award. Nursery Landscape Kindred FFA received a gold, and Jack Stoppelworth was 11th place in the nation. And we have Veterinary Science, Grant County FFA received a silver. So that's what we know so far. We're also excited today that we had four recipients receive the Honorary American FFA degree, and we got to celebrate their success. And there's more to come.